Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. You guys, I use these every single day. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch + Lomb. So whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. And when you try it, you'll see that it is what your eyes have been looking for. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
This episode of For the Love with Jen Hatmaker is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, difficult, even scary. Life things, and also small inconveniences that add up day after day. The thing is, when we keep them all bottled up on the inside and just try to grin and bear it, it can start to affect us and the people around us negatively. We may even isolate ourselves, which makes it even worse. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. This was the case for me when I was at the highest stress level in my life, where the stress was even having physical consequences for me. Therapy was a huge part of my healing journey to learn how to manage the stress. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fortheLove today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fortheLove.
Hey, you guys, Jen Hatmaker here, your host of the For the Love podcast. And I could not be more excited that you're here with me this week. If you've spent more than 8 minutes in this community, you know that a little trip I took last summer that I dubbed Me Camp has changed my life more than I can really even say. Like, I'd never done that before, of course, but I basically took off last July and I spent 3 weeks in Maine, mostly by myself. Like, originally, this was because Remy was spending 4 weeks at summer camp in Maine. And last summer, when everything was just so fragile, so fraught, I just needed her to know that I was close. So, like, kind of at the last minute, I just said, okay, honey, I'm going to be in the same state. I will come the same amount of time you're there. And if you need me, I can be there in an hour. That was the impetus behind doing it, was really just kind of to be an emotional safety net for my daughter. And then turns out camp was absolutely glorious for her. It was everything she needed and more. And I ended up with 3 weeks in Maine, thinking I was going to be on call, not being on call, and enjoying myself like I have never in my life. I traveled solo. I walked everywhere, like absolutely everywhere. I connected with, I think, all the locals, plus everybody else traveling there. And I just took sideways time from the chaos of everyday life. I was still working, but it was just different. A handful of my beloveds joined me for a few days over the course of the month, which was incredible. I was so happy when a couple of friends came in for a few days. My daughters came in for a couple of days, but most of it was by myself. And the timing was just incredible. I learned so much about me, about what I was capable of, what felt restorative to me, what independence felt like, exercised in a new setting, what I want, what it means to live again. And look, hear me say this loud and clear. I know how lucky I am to be able to do that. I do that. I know it's not a common experience that people can just head off to a new location, you know, and take a break from their lives for a minute. For 3 whole weeks, right? I know that. The reason I'm able to do any of that is because of you, because of your just like wild, loyal support of me in so many ways, just on this podcast, in the book club, but everywhere, my books, all the things. Like, my community is so true and good and loyal. And so I'm so grateful to every one of you. And this year, I'm going to take you along with me. Y'all, last year, I essentially threw me camp against the wall. It's not something I like branded. I was already in Maine, like doing a live video, just talking nonsense. And all of a sudden I was like, I'm here because Remy's at camp. And I was like, oh, you know what this is? I think this is like me camp. I'm at me camp. I just made it up like on the spot. And so the whole thing was kind of a surprise and a delight. I was discovering it literally day by day. But this year we got a little bit of lead time on planning. And so you're coming with, folks. You are coming with me virtually through a bunch of audio journals of my time at Me Camp 2022. I am just going to like quickly record a bunch of stuff for you while I'm there. This is not going to be super polished. It's not going to be like scripted or whatever. It's just me to you, like directly me to you. I'm thrilled to welcome you to our official Me Camp podcast series. We're calling it Letters from Me Camp 2022, which one of you guys came up with that last year. So we're just sticking with that. Like, don't fix it if it isn't broken. So really, like, just like those letters that you used to write home about all the friends you were meeting at camp and how much fun it was to win the potato sack race and like all that. Like, I'm going to give you the grown-up version of summer camp and all my adventures along the way. So here's where we're going. You will travel with me from my home in Austin, Texas, all the way up to Aspen, Colorado for the first week, and then up, 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 way up, way up, way, 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 almost freaking Canada, the shores of Lake Superior in northern Minnesota. And I am at a tiny, adorable, artsy little town called Grand Marais. It's the sweetest thing you ever did see. And if you're thinking, well, Jen, Minnesota is about as different from Austin as you could get, you are correct. And that is why we're going. So each week I'll be sharing snippets of my time and everything I see and experience and learn along the way. So from a scenic detour of sorts in the mountains of the Rockies, which I love, to the cool nights of the North Woods. So without further ado, please enjoy this week's letter from Me Camp. Good morning. Oh my gosh, I'm a little sweaty. My Uber driver is 2.3 miles away. It is Me Camp time. Heading to the airport. The amount of times I've opened up my suitcase to add something, 6. The percentage that I've probably overpacked, 100. I don't know. I don't know how to pack. I didn't know how to pack. So, and I don't know if you remember this from last year at Me Camp, but all I do once I get there is buy like sweatshirts from the place. So why did I pack any? Why did I pack a single one? I don't know why. I'll tell you what, it's not all coming back with me. That suitcase is full without new purchases. And I believe last year in Maine, I think I bought 3 sweatshirts and some long sleeve t-shirts and some tchotchkes. So whatever. You know what I care about? 0 of that. Is that 0? I'm so excited. Aspen, I'll be there today. I'm staying there for a week. You know I love the mountains. Oh my gosh, I love the mountains so much. I looked at our weather and today in Austin, it's like 103. And the absolute high in both Aspen and Grand Marais, where I go after that, is like 67. I can't do it. Okay, that's it, you guys. Follow along. I'm going to be just telling you all the things and showing you all the things and all the stuff. So I'm so excited. Remy's off to camp. My mom and her best friend are flying her to camp for the second year in a row. And then my mom and her best friend, Anna, are doing a little East Coast little girlfriend tour. It's the cutest thing you've heard. They're off. They're in the skies. Remy to Maine, Jen to Colorado, and then to Minnesota. Yes. Hi, everybody. Greetings from Aspen. This is the first week of Me Camp, and this is the first day of Me Camp.
this is like my little apartment that I'm staying in. It's kind of like an apartment hotel-ish. And like literally that's the door and it just like goes out to the mountains. So, okay. A couple little things about me, Cam. If you were not following along with me last year when I went to Bar Harbor, Maine, I don't actually do a ton of planning. Like I plan the big stuff. Where am I going to stay? What days? Fly, you know, the big stuff. But I don't plan like my days really out. Kind of the spirit of Me Camp is just I'm open to whatever happens. Like whatever's going on, whatever I do that day, whoever I meet. Like I can't tell you how many times in Bar Harbor somebody that was sitting next to me like at a restaurant for lunch would say, oh my gosh, you know, we get to chatting as we do. And they'll be like, have you tried this? I'm like, well, I'm about to. That's where I'm going next. And so I just like kind of stay open. And so I got here today and got all settled in and got unpacked. And then I was like, Google, what's going on in Aspen tonight? And guess what? There's a jazz festival. Guess who's going? Me. I got right on my little laptop and I bought my little ticket. And that's another thing about Me Camp. I don't have any problem like traveling solo or doing solo things. Maybe this is the introvert in me, which is not self-conscious about that. And I'm like, who cares? Nobody's looking at me. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the girl at the bar with her book. It doesn't even matter. I meet people everywhere I go. So I just start talking to whoever, whatever lucky person gets to sit next to me and wanting some peace and quiet. And so then they get 2 hours of conversation. So I'm going to go to a little jazz concert tonight. That's what I'm doing. And you guys, I was like 8:40. It starts at 8:45. What am I in college? But okay, in the spirit of Me Camp, I say yes. I like just say yes to things. And I'm going to say yes to a jazz concert in downtown Aspen tonight that doesn't start till 8:45. I'm saying yes to it. And so Me Camp has commenced. Who knows who I'll meet? I don't even know. And whatever they tell me to do, I'll probably do it. Wherever they tell me to eat, I'll probably go eat there. And so for any of you who are kind of like considering solo travel, put these little thoughts into your rotation for yourself. That first of all, the answer is yes. You're going to try it. You're going to go to it. You're going to buy the ticket. You're going to take the tour. You're going to do the hot, whatever. You're going to say yes to whatever the thing is that the people in that town tell you to do. And you're going to love it. And you're not going to feel anxious about yourself. And you're not going to feel anxious about meeting new people or talking to somebody or not. Maybe you just sit there and don't do that one time. It's your deal. So off I go. I wash my face and put on new makeup because travel day. And maybe I'll find a whole new favorite jazz band tonight. Won't that be exciting for me? Oh, and when I was there looking on it on the website, they have a Sunday jazz brunch, which I also bought a ticket to tomorrow morning. Right. Yes. The answer is yes. So also, it's cool. And I'm going to have to wear a jean jacket tonight. All right, you guys, I'm so excited. I love everything. Aspen is so beautiful. You know how I feel about Colorado. It's just, this is the scene of every precious childhood memory I have. And it's been the source of so much joy to me my entire life. So I'm thrilled to just say yes to everything this week. Okay. I'll do a little some videos or something for you from the concert so you can see about the jazz music. Okay, I'll send a little snippet. Okay. Good morning. Hi. Happy Sunday from Aspen. I am on my way to jazz brunch. I found it yesterday online. I just bought a ticket on the spot. So I've got my little like sneakers, got my little, let's see, my little backpack, and off I go. It says a delicious brunch, jazz music, and bottomless mimosas. And I was like, say less. I'm on my way. So my session at Aspen Ideas Festival is tonight. So I'm really looking forward to that. So much so. Just so you know, this is like a gathering of so many brilliant minds. Like so many brilliant minds are here that it's intimidating. I was talking to a friend I was talking to a friend who was here a couple of years ago, and she was saying that she was in the elevator talking to like a really interesting person, and that finally she was like, so tell me what it is that you do. And this person was like, I'm the director of the CDC. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Great. So this is the deal here. It's like, this is an incredible handful of days, and the Ideas Festival is just hosting all these interesting discussions. So there's every kind of expert here, and I mean, it's everything from like climate change to like friendship to science. I mean, science, it's just all in here. It's really interesting. So I'm going to, of course, some of the sessions, and I'll let you know what I learn. Anyways, what I'm about to learn is how to drink mimosas and eat brunch and listen to jazz music. So I'll let you know how my education is going, and if I get an A, and I believe that I will, and I shall. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. Guys, it's already allergy season in Texas. My yard is in full bloom and all the things are in the air. So I decided allergies will not win this year. So I tried Astapro. It has improved my nasal allergy symptoms and it's faster, bro. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go, you guys, today. Astepro allergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Astapro and go.
Hey, everybody. Greetings from Meet Camp Day 3. I'm still in Aspen. Okay, so one thing that I was thinking this morning to tell you, one of my sort of best practices, if you will, on traveling solo or like really doing anything like this where you are doing what you want, where you want, like in a way that maybe is just for you or you're by yourself, whatever. This is the thing that I notice I'm constantly like correcting in my own brain, which is battling this idea that like there's a certain way to do this. That the only way that all of this is the best is if you are like, you're like 100% from morning to night, right? Like you're at everything, you're doing everything, you're go, 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 go. You're not missing a single thing. You are seizing the day. It is carpe diem, like 24/7. And that's how you should do it, right? Like that's how you create like a successful experience. But I find that doesn't work for me because then I constantly feel a little anxious that I don't want to carpe diem the whole time. And so my kind of best practice is whatever I want to do on a trip like this is what I should do. That's the only should that I'll ever kind of apply to the experience. Like this morning, I was in my room and what I wanted to do was drink coffee. You know, I went to the city market and I got my kind of special creamer that I love. So I can have my room coffee just like I wanted. And I wanted to be like in my comfy clothes and I wanted to watch a show and do a little bit of work and have like a quiet morning. The little voice in my head was like, oh, it's really pretty. You're only here for 6 days. Like you should be outside already by now and be doing, I don't know what, some adventure. And I was like, no, but what I want to be doing, I want this. I want to be like sitting in my room with my coffee and my show. And this is what feels great. And so that's my rule. We don't like, if I want to seize the day, I will. And if I don't want to seize the day, I won't. And I'm not going to pretend like one is better than the other or that it has to be all one thing, right? Like all one gear at all times. And if you're not seizing the day at all times, then you're wasting your trip or you're wasting your experience. Nope. Do what you want to do. So I didn't come out until lunchtime. And then I went and had a double cheeseburger and truffle fries and half off rosé at the base of the mountain. Well, there's a good should. I should have done that and I did. Okay, so there's no rules here. You don't have to do anything all the time. What you have to do is enjoy your time. And if that is building in sometimes the gas pedal and sometimes the brake, great. It's your trip. It's your deal. You do what you want to do. So, okay, anyway, that's it. I'm out here representing, you know, when Texans come to Colorado, it is the worst. You know why? We are the worst. I hate us. We're incapable of not wearing something that says Texas and branding ourselves as we walk out in these streets. And I know that that's obnoxious and I'm unable to correct it. So this is probably one of four Texas shirts I brought, bless my heart. Just in case people didn't know, Texas loves Texas. We're our number one biggest fan. Okay, you guys. You guys, hi. Oh my gosh, quick little greetings from Aspen Ideas Festival, which is what brought me here in the first place. So my session was last night. I was on a panel talking about adult friendships and all the complexities around that, having them, keeping them, nurturing them, making them, repairing them, all the things that there's so like little support around. It was fascinating. Our session was packed. And we thought it was going to be all women, but a ton of men were in there too. And we could have gone on for 1,000 hours. Here's what's awesome. You guys, they gave us the full length and we get to give it to you. So we're going to link it in here so you can listen in on this session. My fellow panel members, Marissa and Eric, are actually academics in this area. And so they just brought so much to bear to the conversation. Anyway, enjoy this little like free, incredible panel on being a friend as an adult person and what's hard about it and why don't more people talk about this and why isn't there more instruction wrapped around this? Anyway, I loved the session. And so it's all for you. Also, I don't know what to say. This is literally right outside the back of my hotel room. I don't know what to say. I'm having the best time. Greetings from Aspen. Okay, one quick little thing today. I was thinking about you this morning and about what I have learned about traveling solo, but also just like doing a big grand gesture like this. Like I completely understand that Me Camp is a massive grand gesture. I mean, I've essentially said, I'm gonna travel by myself essentially for 4 weeks. Like, who does that? But really, I want to apply this to any like big thing that you're doing, a big adventure, a big moment, you're making a big memory, you're doing something you've always wanted to do, you're going somewhere you've always wanted to go, to any degree, like with or without people or however long it is. And it's this, one of the absolute key factors to me enjoying this experience as much as I have and am, is this. At all points along the day, the thing, whatever it is, just prepare and expect to be delighted. I mean that. Like, I kind of live like that anyway. That's sort of my life way. But just tell yourself every day, I'm going to love it. I'm going to love today. I'm going to love where I'm going. I'm going to love what happens. I'm going to love what I eat. I'm going to love who I meet. I'm going to love the day even if it goes differently than I expected, or if it goes sideways or something weird happens, I'm going to find that quirky and funny. I'm not going to constantly wish things were different or better. I'm not going to apply some sort of impossible expectation scenario onto every single moment. And so you kind of end up experiencing it that way. Like when you just sort of tell yourself, I'm going to be delighted, you are. That's what happens. You lead the witness and you're the witness. And so that's my posture toward every single day of this of Meet Camp is today is going to delight me. Somebody I'm going to meet is going to delight me. This cheeseburger is going to delight me. This mountain air is going to delight me. And then guess what? It does. It does. Turns out we find what we are looking for. So just decide that you're not going to start this story with yourself that it could have been better, or you thought it was going to be different, or you wish it would have been more, but rather whatever it is and however it comes to you, you love it. You love it. So I am delighted in this. And if I'm not, I don't, somebody come snatch me, right? I'm about to come eat right here on this balcony overlooking the mountains and finish my book and start my next book. And today is already delightful. Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm in my last 30 minutes of the Aspen leg of the Me Camp tour. So I'm gonna come up here. So here's where I was, this is my little apartment right here. And then literally directly in my backyard, this is the like interview tent where they've been doing like all these cool recordings. Do you know who was sitting here yesterday? Katie Couric. Yeah, she sure was. Katie Couric was right here, and like a real creeper, I stood right here in my window and I took a picture of her. Anyway, they're not in there right now, so I'm gonna walk us up there for my final message from Aspen. I mean, there's all this. Oh, I'm not supposed to be here, I know. I know that. But I just want you to see why they chose this spot as the place for the interview. Like, here's all their stuff. It's just, I'm right here. Can I do a quick video here? Like this? That's my apartment. Yeah. I'm just gonna stand here. I'm just gonna stand here and do a quick little look at this. Look at the ideas. Look, this is the guy.
I'm not the guy.
You're a guy.
I am a guy.
You're a guy.
That is for sure.
This is something you understand here, all this equipment.
I do understand what's going on
here. Uh-huh, you do. Hey, this isn't a bad view for all your videoing, by the way.
So
it's not good. I mean, I don't hate it. Who are you interviewing today in this tent?
I don't know. I'm looking to get all this stuff out of this tent so I can go.
Okay. It's been a week, right?
It's been 10 days.
Okay. All right. Well done, you. Okay.
Thank you.
I kind of got in trouble, but like kind of not. That is the way I talk myself out of ever being in trouble. You just witnessed it. That is my entire way to do it. Okay. Last thing from Aspen and Ideas Camp. Probably just like Katie Couric said yesterday. You know, I just feel kindred to her since I'm in the same interview tent. One sort of practice that I apply to travel, particularly Meet Camp travel, where I'm not managing kids, I'm not balancing competing interests with whatever other adult is with me, I'm not like, you know, whatever, it's just me, is that I just decide wherever I go, I am going to love what they love. I actually apply this to more than travel. I think this works for our relationships too. So when I come here to Aspen and a local tells me, I know it seems weird. I was at White House Tavern eating lunch yesterday, which Shauna Nyquist told me to do, and I do everything she tells me to do. And sitting at the bar like I always do, because that's where I meet people. I met a bunch of you guys there yesterday, by the way. And the bartender says, I know it seems weird, but our fried fish sandwich is the best thing on the menu, even though we're in Colorado. We're not by an ocean. We're in the middle of the United States. And yet I'm telling you to get the fried fish. And I said, then I will. I will love what you love. Last night I went to like the local theater production of Gypsy because I talked to someone who said, you should check out our local theater. And we have a really incredible lead playing Rose for Gypsy. And I said, okay, I will. So I went to Gypsy last night and it was incredible and I cried. And so I think it's not a terrible approach in general. whether we're traveling, whether we're in a relationship, to be like, you know what? I'm gonna love what you love. Tyler does this with me because I love food so much and talking about food and taking pictures of food. So now everywhere he is, he sends me a picture of his food and he's like, who am I? What am I doing? I've never done this in my life and now I am. It's because he loves what I love. So, okay. I have loved the things that the people of Aspen love so much. The trails, the river, the theater, the food. So many incredible little memories I made here in one little week. And so today I'm on my way to Grand Marais, Minnesota. And I fly to Minneapolis and then I drive all the way almost to Canada until I get to this sweet little town. And you better believe I am planning on loving what they love. Absolutely everything. So I can't wait to show you around Grand Marais and what I am seeing and experiencing and learning and loving and what they love, what they want me to love, because I will. And I'll be there for 3 weeks. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? So in the meantime, thank you. Thank you, Aspen. What a beauty. What a beauty.
I'm obsessed. My friend Chelsea was wearing the softest cashmere sweater in that perfect weight for spring. She told me it was under $50, made by a fantastic company named Quince. And I could shop for my laptop, which is my dream. So I immediately ordered the cashmere tee. Now I want it in every color. Quince offers staple pieces like Chelsea's Mongolian cashmere sweater, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, classic like 14 karat gold jewelry. You can upgrade your wardrobe with luxury essentials, but unbeatable prices. You guys, seriously, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And I know what you're thinking, but Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible practices and premium fabrics, which I love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/hatmaker for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/hatmaker to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/hatmaker. Summer is coming, and so is my much-anticipated Me Camp. The past few summers, I've been taking some time to travel alone. It's time for me to read and explore small towns and meet new people. And this year, I'm thrilled to have a new way to plan my adventures. Viator is a tool you can use to plan and book travel experiences around the world. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences so you can discover what's out there, no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in. For my trip, I'm considering a wine tasting event or maybe a sunset sail. I've been reading real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already done the activities. Viator also offers 24/7 customer service, so you know you'll get support at any hour if your plans change. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You guys, how important is sleep temperature? It's everything to me. And this is where Chili Pad by Sleep Me comes in. Its mission is to elevate the quality of human life through cool sleep. The Chili Pad bed cooling system is your new bedtime solution. It lets you customize your sleeping environment to your optimal temperature, ensuring you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Chili Pad works with your existing mattress. It's a water-based mattress topper that continuously controls your bed temperature from 55 to 115 degrees. It's designed for one or two sleepers. So if your partner likes to sleep at a different temperature or you only need it for one side of the bed, it still works. I just put this on top of my existing mattress and voila. So whether you're dealing with night sweats or simply seeking a better night's rest, Chili Pad is here to transform your existing mattress into a sanctuary of cool, relief, and comfort. Visit www.sleep.me/FTL to get your Chili Pad and save up to $315 with code FTL. This offer is exclusively available for the Love listeners. Only for a limited time. So order it today with free shipping and try it out for 30 days. You can return it for free if you don't like it with your sleep trial. So visit www.sleep, that's S-L-E-E-P, .me/FTL, because every woman deserves to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day ahead.
All right, you guys, Me Camp this year is so, so special. And it's made even more so that I just kind of get to share it with you in this way. So don't miss next week, because I will 100% be back for more experiences and stories and all the things. Everything, by the way, discussed in today's episode will be linked over at jenhatmaker.com in the show notes for this episode. Also, you guys, do not miss my Instagram account. It's just at Jen Hatmaker to keep up with like the day-to-day events and antics and all the pictures and all the things going on at Meet Camp. And I love telling you this. You know that I love this community. This podcast community is undefeated. So I am really excited to offer something new to those of you who'd like to take your involvement with this show to the next level. So available now, we are offering a premium version of this very podcast that you have come to know and love on Apple Podcasts, but with a few incredible, great new features I know you're going to love. So first off, you get access to every episode a full day earlier. Second, you can listen to all the episodes on the premium channel with zero ads. Yay! And finally, and maybe most exciting, we've got a host of bonus episodes each month that will exclusively be on the premium version that'll pop into just your ears, just the premium listeners' ears. We are thrilled to bring you more shows. We come across kind of the most fascinating guests that we can't always slot in. So to have a place where we can pop in with this incredible like bonus content is just, it's honestly, it's what we've always wanted. And we've got some really special episodes for our premium listeners, including our conversation with the host of the crazy popular Crime Junkies podcast, Ashley Flowers. I just recorded that one. She is fascinating. So for those of you who cannot get enough of true crime stuff, like you're not going to want to miss that one for sure. So back to all of those perks and bonuses I just described with the premium podcast, you guys, all of that is available to you for only $2.99 a month. I mean, it's a deal. $2.99 a month is your subscription to the For the Love premium podcast exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I mean, there is no downside here, okay? I so hope you'll head on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the For the Love premium podcast. It's that simple. And all these goodies fire up for you like immediately. We just can't wait to have you there. We're dreaming up just so much special material and ideas for you. And I just know that you're going to love it. I am grateful. We just have wanted to show another way that we love this listening community and we want to serve you and we want to make your experience better and really like kind of literally give you a premium experience for all that you've ever done for this show. And so at $2.99 a month, it's just such a good deal. And I'm just telling you, like, we are so thrilled to create this channel just for you. So once again, you guys, thank you so much for being such loyal listeners. We're in our fourth year. None of us can believe it. And we have interviewed people on this show that just blow our freaking minds. And so we have no shortage of ideas and vision for the podcast and especially for the premium channel. So come on over and join us, guys.